Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
Cal Patty, the rodeo clown, better known as Garrett Wilson.
Well, I cannot imagine who I would rather spend a little time with on Valentine's Day than Cal Patty, the rodeo clown. Mr. Patty, how the heck are you?
Good. Are you, Bruce?
I'm doing good, Garrett. How's things going?
They're going good.
It's off season right now.
And yeah.
Now, I don't know. You might have a particular act and do rodeos in the pouring rain. So
no.
If you do, this is exactly your type of weather.
No.
Maybe you need to do a duck routine or something. You know, with this weather.
With this weather, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, but maybe it'll calm down.
Yeah.
We hope so. It's good to see you. You having a good off season so far?
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're bound to be getting close to starting up because, I mean, we're already halfway through February. You're going to be going on the road pretty soon, aren't
you? I am exactly 3 weeks and 1 day from starting.
Really?
Rodeos, yeah.
That soon? I didn't figure it'd be that soon. Where will that be at?
My first one for the year is in White Pine, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
in the Walter State Expo Center over there.
They've got that big Expo Center. So
yeah.
They can get you started,
yeah.
and get you going and not freeze you plumb
no,
to death,
uh-huh.
right? That's a regular rodeo. What all type rodeo will that be?
That over there is just a bull riding. It's sanctioned by the American Bull Riders Tour out of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So they just have bull riding.
Yeah. And that's going to be when?
March 6th and 7th.
March 6th and 7th.
8 o'clock at the Walter State Expo Center in White Pine, Tennessee.
White Pine, Tennessee. So that's going to get you started. Have you got a lot booked already? How do you do that? Do you usually book them in the wintertime, or do you just kind of build it as it goes?
I book some in the wintertime, but a lot of times it goes, I just book them along through the year.
As of right now, where do you know some of the other places you
As of right
book?
Now, I'm just in White Pine, Marshall, then I got some in Granite Falls, North Carolina, and Elizabethan, Tennessee, as of right now, is still early.
Well, now, it's Valentine's Day, so I hope you will wind up in Love Valley eventually this year. Maybe.
Maybe. I hope so.
I had to mention, you know, we've got to tie Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
We've got to talk about something to do with love, and that's about as close as either of you and I would come to
yeah.
that. But that's a whole other story, isn't it?
The only thing we're missing, me dressing up as Cupid. I sure wore my diaper, my wings, and my heart, bow, and arrow.
I will tell you this. Dennis Renfro suggested something like that, but yes, that was a good idea, but
yeah.
I like that. So that's what you've got going as far as that. I know you've been busy, you're working and going around and keeping everybody in line. Any new acts or anything you're working on?
I'm working on a couple new stuff. My bowling act, I've had it for 2 years now, and I've still not got it fine-tuned.
Yeah.
And I'm still working on it, getting it to where I want it.
Yeah. And then you still got some of the other classics. Don't you beat on a piano or something? Do something with a piano?
I have a piano built.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to get something going with it, but I never...
Hadn't got there yet.
No, uh-huh.
Well, you'll get there. Sometimes to get this type thing put together, it takes time to get it just right. And
exactly.
when you present something to the children and to the folks at all of the rodeos, you want it to be right.
Exactly, yeah.
So now, what's your favorite? What do you think folks react the best to?
I do the bowling act. I do a magic act. I do a washing act. I do a gas leak detector act. I do a weightlifting act, I do a pretty machine, do a time machine.
Now, wait a minute, a pretty machine.
Yeah, and I'm doing,
Okay, go ahead.
And I got a shrinking machine in the works, I'm building it as we speak.
And I would just venture to say, there are probably folks listening to us right now that might be thinking, boy, this would be a perfect act for Garrett to do, for Cal Patty to do. They should just message you on Facebook and give you free ideas. You'll take anything free,
exactly.
won't you? Now, I know I'm like that. I'll take free suggestions
yeah.
all the time. And if you want to add, like, supper along with it, we could do that,
That'd
too.
That'd be great as well.
Now, I know you don't do many, but you can still dress up and visit kids' parties and
yeah.
stuff like that. So you're just a regular entertainer. Full time.
Yeah.
Now, are you still entertaining daily down on the front porch at Heritage Tire occasionally?
Let me see. I got my daily routine laid out.
Tell me how it
works. I was told yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I won't mention the name in a minute. But I was told yesterday, he said, be sure to mention us in your daily routine. I said, okay, I will. We'll do.
Go ahead.
Well, I get up in the morning. It depends what time, but...
This morning, about 5 minutes before you got over here to record.
If I get up at 4:30, or if I get up at 9, the day starts off at Little Smokies.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Little Smokies, sit, drink my coffee, then I leave there and go to Heritage Tire, then I'll come back home, then I'll go to the school maintenance shop and the bus garage, Then around 11 o'clock, maybe 12, I go to Highway 55.
Uh-huh.
That's the new place on the...
That's new on the list.
Yeah.
So you've weaseled yourself in another place.
Yeah, that's a new place. Don't worry, Stephen, I didn't forget you.
There you go.
But I go to Highway 55. I just do the whole thing back over again.
Yeah, and don't worry, Stephen, I'll send you a bill. Well, no, if he lets you come in there, I probably should just let that go for
you. Exactly.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you entertain at these places everywhere you go.
They got my picture up at Highway 55.
Have they really?
It's me dancing the rodeo, my pants down. They got it on a pole. And they got Cal Patty's pole up at the front.
Pole dancing.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did pole dancing.
Yeah, I can.
Well, now, I will tell you this.
Last time I did it, I tore out a hip, so I try not to.
You go into my office at the radio station, and I've got at least two pictures of Cal Patty up on the wall.
Exactly.
Maybe three. You know, one of them's autographed, and it's one of my most prized possessions.
Yeah. I have possessed everybody's office. Possessed.
That's a good way of looking at it. So the guys at Heritage Tire are doing okay.
They're doing good.
And how about the county folks? Are they keeping everything
running? They are doing good.
They keep
us. The school maintenance shop and the school bus garage. I didn't forget you guys either.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we wanted to make sure. Is there anybody else that you need to talk about? Somebody that at least might get you a free cup of coffee. Maybe mention Little Smokies one more time. Maybe they won't charge you for the coffee once. Nah, they charge you.
Little Smokies, you guys are on the list too. Don't worry. Sherry and David, you guys are up there.
Well, Garrett, it's good to know you. Just a few weeks, you'll be on the road to Tennessee and started for another year. And, of course, like you said, I think you said you'd be working Marshall again this year.
Oh,
so
yeah,
That'll be some nice local stuff where we can get to see you easily. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm there every other week in April through October unless I'm booked somewhere off on the road.
Yeah. Well, and I would remind everybody, you know, that it is Valentine's Day and that – but, you know, we'll just both sit here and talk to each other, won't we?
That's right.
Garrett Wilson, Cal Patty, the rodeo clown. Did we leave anybody out?
Not that I didn't think of.
Okay.
All right.
As long as we've mentioned all we have to, we're set. Thanks for coming by. It's good,
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
See you, old buddy, and stay dry, okay?
Okay, will do.
And Garrett and I both hope that you have a really great Valentine's Day. Thank you so much to Garrett Wilson, Cal Patty, the rodeo clown, for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.